What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. She totally pulled a Vanya. She, too, asked me to be her boyfriend. It's the one and only Teresa.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? All right. Let's make something clear.
Okay.
I did.
Yeah,
after sure. 3 months.
Yeah.
Not after 3 dates.
Yeah.
Let's just put it out there.
Put it out there. I love it. Throw the gender norms out the window.
Yeah. I just wanted to know what's going on. At that point, we were in Chicago on a trip.
Sure.
And I'm like, I'm not wasting my time if I have to share.
Hot dog breath.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Portillos. Great.
It was beautiful.
You loved it.
I was caught off guard.
Really?
Very.
But you loved it.
I mean, look at us now. I mean, I wouldn't have it any other way, but it came out of nowhere. Teresa's staring me down like I'm about to say something that could end this relationship right now.
It would never.
No, I loved it. But think about it. Let's put it into some context.
Okay.
It had only been 3 months. I don't think that's 3 months of, you're right, serious exclusive. You didn't know it was exclusive. In my mind, it was serious exclusive dating.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to know. That's why I asked. I didn't ask you to marry me or to tell me you love me or to move in with me. I just wanted to know that you're not banging other chicks.
Fair enough. And I understand where you're coming from. But again, the context of the situation here. We went to Chicago for, what, 3 nights?
Yeah.
So was this night afternoon two? This was like the first or second afternoon there.
Not the first. Probably the second. The first, I was like really trying to get ready for the ask.
Was this your plan the whole time? To corner me in Chicago? And
no, but when we landed in Chicago, I started thinking about it. I'm like, I'm in Chicago with this guy. I don't know what he's doing back in New York. This is going to be fun, but I also don't want to waste my time because I'm European. I don't share.
Sure.
Okay. So if you told me that we're not, then I don't know what would happen with us.
Okay, but here's why I thought it was bold. Because we were in Chicago in the middle of our trip. What if I said no? We're sharing a hotel room. We still have another 2 days left on this trip.
That would be fine, but I wouldn't stop seeing you immediately, but I would maybe fire up Tinder again because I would think you're doing the same thing.
Okay.
I wouldn't take it as seriously. That was my whole thing. I really liked you, obviously.
Thank you.
And I didn't want to share. But if you told me you're sharing, then I would be like, well, I'm not going to waste my time waiting for you. I'll see what else is out there.
All right. Fair enough.
Right?
It makes sense. It definitely came out of nowhere for me. We had just crushed a couple hot dogs and we were walking down the street and and you totally played the European, ignorant European of like, oh, I don't know how this works in America, but are you my boyfriend?
Well, slightly and slightly not, because I knew there needs to be the conversation.
Yeah.
I just felt like from like some past dating, I never really liked anyone to the point that I liked you or dated someone for that long. Because I was always, I found something I disliked and moved on. So at that point, we were in Chicago and I just figured, well, if I need to say something now because this has been going really well compared to everything else, but I just want to know.
Yeah, well.
And you loved it.
I'm glad you waited 3 months, not 3 dates, because a little quick for Vanya.
Oh, I would never ask you after 3 dates.
Some people would. I'm not saying me in particular, but some men or women would try to move it along at a faster rate. I'm glad you waited 3 months, 3 dates.
Well, I needed to know how I felt. I'm not just going to ask you.
You needed me to know how you felt, or you needed to know?
Both. I needed that time to figure out, like, if I wanted you to be my boyfriend.
Yes.
And I was hoping that there was enough time for you to know at that time.
Yes.
You did.
I did.
And you loved it.
I certainly did. All right. We're not here to talk just about us. Oh, we'll talk about us. Don't you worry. We're here to talk about 90 Day Fiancé, Before the 90 Days, Season 7, Episode 17.
Oof.
Moving right along.
right along.
I kind of thought we were winding down, and I still do, but it's almost like, you ever been on an airplane? And I have, so I'm speaking from experience. When you come in for a landing and you're 500 feet off the ground, and all of a sudden you start to feel the thrust and you're taken back off, and you're like, what's happening?
Oh,
I thought we were landing in Charlotte, and now we're diverting because of weather. I felt like we were landing the plane last episode, mm-hmm. and now we're full thrust. We're taken back off.
I feel the same, but I still don't think we'll have regular episodes past like episode 20. It's going to go into tell all.
I could see three more episodes maybe, and then tell all. Who knows? I'm loving it, so I don't care. I don't want to wrap this thing up for once. I'm 17 episodes in and saying, give me more.
Right.
So, okay, we're here to talk about this season, this episode. Before we do, little business. There's another season we are loving, watching, and reporting on, and that's 90 Day The Last Resort Season 2.
Yes.
It's a wild season so far.
Wild.
Invite me to Vegas. Invite me to Vegas now.
Invite me to Vegas right now.
It's so good. We are talking about it on Patreon and Supercast, so if you want to hear our thoughts, join us over there. We also do some other fun things. Patreon has a chat for all involved. So it's a good time. If you want to hear our thoughts on Last Resort, if you want this content ad-free, join us on Patreon, patreon.com/MarriedToReality, marriedtoreality.supercast.com. Also, make sure you follow us on Instagram at MarriedToRealityPod, because that's the direct line to get to us, to share your thoughts, to give us by the ways, to just chat. You can message us on Instagram at MarriedToRealityPod. Also, we post things once in a while, scheduling, whatnot. It's all good. It's good to follow us on Instagram at MarriedToRealityPod.
Correct.
Also, make sure you're following us wherever you're listening right now. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as the beautiful hike in Croatia. That was very nice. Hiking up to the little castle of Split. I loved it.
Wonderful. Beautiful. Smash tickets as hot as that. And last but not least, tis the season. It really is. Christmas is right around the corner. Hanukkah is right around the corner. Tis the season for gifting and loving and sharing the love. And we would love if you guys could leave us a review. If you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we will read it on this podcast for the world to hear.
Yes.
All right. That is it. That is the business. What do you say before we get into this episode? We do a little 90 day, by the way.
Let's hear it.
All right. We got a sad one to start. We're going to start with a sad one that many of you have heard by now. Some of you have shared. If you have not heard by now, David of David and Lana passed away.
Yeah, my entire Instagram that day was just David.
Yeah, it was definitely surprising, I think, to most of us. He was 66 years old. Very young.
But apparently he's been dealing with some health issues.
So that's the report. So E! News reported his passing on December 11th. He passed at the age of 66, as I mentioned. So there's a lot of speculation. What was the cause of death? And a couple days ago, Clark County in Nevada, a spokesperson confirmed to TMZ, he succumbed to heart-related issues, including cardiac arrhythmia and hypertensive cardiovascular disease. So the ticker gave out.
Yeah, it's sad, but it seemed like he had a decent life. He loved the Ukrainian ladies.
Yeah, he was like a professional bowler.
Yeah.
Right? Loved the Ukrainian ladies. I don't know if they loved him.
I think he made some cash, too, on the side working.
I think he was doing all right. I think he had a little pocket change. So he definitely seemed to have lived a life, which is what we all hope to do. He made some friends. I don't think he made too many enemies on 90 Day Fiancé, which is hard to do.
Mm.
So kudos to that. But yeah, it was definitely unexpected and sad, and even more sad around this time of year.
That's for sure.
But that's the story. And so I'm bringing it to you.
Yeah, that's... I think that's the one that people wanted to hear, but it's sad.
Yeah. And apparently, again, it was kind of surprising, definitely surprising to me, but he had been struggling with some health issues for a while. His family came out and shared on his social media that he's been sick for a while. And so it's I find it to be the saddest when it's a surprise, and it was a surprise to me, and that's why I think it hits me extra hard. But apparently the family has known for some time that he's been dealing with some health issues. So,
I mean, hopefully. He wasn't small at being all over social media sharing shit. No. So I'm not surprised that he kept it to himself.
Yeah. So, all right. There you go, David. By the way, number two, let's do the circle of life.
I was just going to say.
Okay, let's do the circle of life. Some uplifting news. Some very uplifting news. Bilal and Shida have just welcomed a new baby boy to their family.
What's the name?
All right, well, I'll tell you, Theresa. They gave an exclusive to Us Weekly.
Mm-hmm.
In which they shared Shida gave birth on December 14th.
Okay.
To their son, Ion.
Ion. Okay.
A-Y-A-A-N. Ion.
Okay.
It means blessing, grace.
I feel like every name means every blessing name. And grace.
Guys, we're going through it right now. Every name, you look up the meaning, it's like, yeah, blessing, light.
Strength.
Strength, grace. They all mean the same thing.
Yeah.
But Ion is the name. It's been a long road for them. We know that. So huge congrats to them. Very exciting.
For sure.
And not to scare you, Theresa. No. But Shida was in labor for 2 days.
I'm going to pretend I did not hear that.
2 days.
Was she doing some wild home birth?
Oh, I don't know about that. But I have a friend, I told you, mm-hmm. who recently gave birth. They were planning on doing a home birth. Very natural. 60 hours. They eventually did go to the hospital, but I think in total, the labor was 60 hours. So.
Listen, I don't judge it. Everyone should do whatever they want to do. I'm just a big on doctors and drugs. So. Yeah.
Well, I told you this, and I was having this conversation with my friend whose partner ended up in labor for 60 hours. I said, hey, if she's more comfortable at home, not surrounded by doctors, then that's what you got to do. If doctors and hospitals are going to stress you out, then of course you don't want to be stressed during this. I told him Teresa would be very stressed.
Very stressed.
Sitting in a bathtub at home with no doctors around. So she's going to go to the hospital because that's where she would be the least stressed. So you do you and you do what's right for you. And you should be in a place that you feel the most comfortable.
For sure. Yeah, I just want to have doctors around me. I might go the unmedicated route.
Sure, YOLO.
But it's good to have doctors, people in white coats around you, just in case.
People who've done this before.
True.
Yeah. All right. So that is, by the way, yes, the circle of life, by the way. All right. Should we
Beautiful.
Do it? Thank you. The reason we're here, should we talk about it? Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé, Before the 90 Days, Season 7, Episode 17. Ooh. Let's kick it off with the aforementioned Vanya. And not Bojo, Vanya and Yashko.
Yes. So, hotel rooftop, if someone invited me to a hotel rooftop, I'm going to think of a bar.
Okay. All right. No, they were going to a hot tub. Vanya was definitely toying with the idea of knocking the cobwebs off of that celibacy. Mm-hmm. And so, she's going to get naked again in front of this man and dunk into a hot tub because they didn't bang it out the other night, but she's still toying with this idea.
Guys, do you know what the average temperature of a hot tub is?
The hot tub. I whipped this out earlier.
It's 104 Fahrenheit.
Yeah. Which I don't know. I think that's... Yeah.
That's what I Googled.
No, I know that's correct. I told you didn't believe me and then...
Well, because I told you that babies should be bathed.
Bathed?
Yes, and 100 degrees.
And you didn't. You said 104.
No, I said 100.
Oh, and I was like, really? I was like, a hot tub's 104.
Yeah. I mean, Google
I've it. Never sound creepier. I don't think I've ever sound creepier in my life than knowing the exact temperature of a hot tub. That's some creepy shit.
Yeah, how do you know that?
We went to a cabin once and it had a hot tub on the deck. And I remember looking up, but I think how hot it should be.
I love hot tubs, but I don't.
I like, if we had one, a personal hot tub, I love it. I don't need to be in a public bathtub.
I know. We're going to have a, once the freshie goes to college, we're going to build a bar and a hot tub in our backyard. I told you that.
Okay. All right. So these two, Yashko, Vanya, they're on the rooftop hot tub and they start talking about their past relationships, which to me doesn't seem like the most romantic topic of conversation while you're marinating there in that public bathtub.
True.
But time is of the essence and I think they want to get it all on the table. And so they start talking.
Yeah, Yoshko's last relationship was in 2022, but she was very jealous.
Yeah. I'm going to guess this. So it's probably been 2 years. Yeah, they definitely probably filmed this in 2024.
Yeah.
Vanya hasn't had sex since 2018.
6 years.
6 years. Yashko's head just about exploded. He was like celibate, like totally, or
like vibrating things.
Tell me you do stuff alone. Tell me there's a little bzz, bzz, and it's not your cell phone going off on the nightstand. Tell me you're having some sort of fun.
Well, she kind of said yes, but she didn't want to elaborate.
She played a little coy, but I think, yes, there was a wink and a nod to that.
So Vanya, she truly, truly enjoyed her apartment because she's in Split, Croatia. They go back to her apartment literally every single day because she's like, I'm getting a little wrinkly. Should we go back to my apartment? It's like, dude, go out. Enjoy the city. Have some fun. Have a drink.
I'm hoping they didn't show that because you're right. She's there for a few weeks. And 80% of her segments have taken place in or around her apartment.
I think it's because she's sober.
True.
But you can still go out. Listen,
and vegan.
Listen, I'm pregnant, right? So I'm also sober.
Mm-hmm.
But we just went out the other night, hit the town. I did a little bit of a little mocktail. It was fun. Listened to some live music. Then the other night, we went to a nice dinner. Same thing. Got a nice cocktail. It was a mocktail, but looked like a cocktail. That gets me going.
Definitely. Definitely. I think she just, I don't know, wanted to get her money's worth, bang for her buck without the bang. But they spent a lot of time at that apartment. They did not end the celibacy streak, which I was happy to hear because in the hot tub, Vanya was going on about how sex is this special gift that she gives to people that she really cares about. And I was like, if you bang this guy on the second date.
Yeah. How special is the guy?
How special is it?
Exactly.
And so I was happy to hear she kept it wrapped.
She sure does. I think he like grew back.
No. Yeah. We don't have to get specific, but I know what you're, I know what you're saying. So then they ended up, this was actually a good date. They hiked a mountain. There's a castle on the
beautiful.
Top. They love heights. This couple, all of their dates, rooftop jacuzzi, mountaintop castle. They love going to new heights.
Well, I like it because they're doing things. Since they're not going out and drink.
Mm. I wouldn't say marinating in a hot tub is that active.
It's not, but it's an activity.
Fair enough. So they're doing the hike. They're at the rooftop or at the castle and Yashko brings up this kid that he's fostering.
Yes. And I literally thought this episode is going to be Vanya's going to show her true colors of being a little cuckoo, needing the man right away, needing some answers right away, just basically wanted to be borderline engaged. I didn't realize that she met someone who's equally cuckoo.
Maybe more cuckoo. I think Vanya probably is a little more particular than you would believe because she's been celibate for 6 years. Like you would think, oh, here's a woman who just gets on a plane and flies to Croatia to meet Bojo. She'll take any average Joe, but I think she is a little particular.
Well, so they start talking and Yoshko loved last night. He said, incredible connection. It was beautiful. Never felt this close to anyone, but we didn't bang.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started discussing the child.
Yeah. Vanya loves that he's got love for this son of his, but also is a little scared by it because her ex had a kid. Vanya really connected to this kid. And then when they broke up, she wasn't able to see the daughter.
Which makes a lot of sense.
It does make a lot of sense. It's a, I think she's looking at it the wrong way. I think you should be like, well, I want to protect the kid. I don't want the kid to think it's got this new mom.
Yeah.
And then mom goes away. But she was all like, oh, I really bonded with this kid. And then I couldn't see the kid again. It's like, is it about you, Vanya?
True.
But she's like, I'm scared. There's a lot of people who get hurt in this situation. And Yashko, here's where the crazy shows. He's like, I think you'd be an amazing mom.
Amazing mom.
This is our third date. You're the one for me.
And he's like, imagine what's going to happen after six dates. I'm like, he's going to propose.
I thought he was going to propose here.
I did too.
A beautiful setting for a proposal.
Oh, yeah. Vanya is so happy, but I think she's a little like, oh my gosh. Like, I think he's doing and saying things that she wants him to, but it's at the same time, it's hitting her that it is happening fast.
Oh, she literally said, what are you talking about? He goes, this is our third date. You're the one for me. She goes, what are you talking about? So it was great to see she had not all of her screws were loose. There
but
was some,
she loves it.
She does. I think this is a real underdog story for her. She flies to Croatia. Bojo leaves her high and dry after basically one afternoon with her. It's like, this woman stinks. And then all of a sudden she has a guy nearly proposing to her.
Yeah, she dodged the bullet with Bojo. What an unemployed loser.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely upgraded with Yashko. But this is a wild story. If we are to believe what we're seeing, that she finds this guy who, and we see previews, he's going to go visit her in Florida.
I know. Like, wild.
This is amazing. But yeah, he goes, can you imagine what it will feel like after six dates? Yeah, probably shitty, because that's the natural progression of relationships, is the first date is great. And that's why there's a second. And the second date is good. And that's why there's a third. But then eventually the honeymoon period wears off and things.
Does it?
Yes. For most relationships, things get real after a few weeks or months. They don't just automatically multiply. Like, if it's great the first date, it's not going to be twice as good the second and three times as good the third.
We've been together for 9 years. It's been great all the time.
I know, but that's why we're married, because we found the rare exception.
True.
And you marry that person, but you have to kiss a lot of frogs first.
Ugh, don't tell me about all the whores.
But that's what I'm saying, is like, he thinks, okay, because two dates were great, 10 dates is going to be even better. It's like, usually not. Usually things start to show.
But let's be positive.
It's for 90 them. It's 90 Day Fiancé.
True. Well, anyways, last night, so they're going out for some vegan gelato. And then guess what? They're going back to the apartment.
Yeah, these two really know. They get wild.
Wild.
So they grab some vegan gelato. They do walk the streets for a minute. But Yashko says, here's what we need to do. We're going to have a nice night tonight. But then I need to figure out how I can come to Orlando for a few days.
And Vanya loves it. I'm glad he said to visit you for a few days, not like to move there.
Totally. So Vanya's excited. They go to the statue where you make a wish. You like
touch your toe.
Yeah, you hold on to the statue's big toe, huge toe. And they start talking about the future even more. Oh, what are we going to do? Are we doing long distance? And Yashka's like, yeah, I think for now we are long distance. I can't move because of my kid. And maybe that's why he was just saying, well, we'll visit for a few days. He said, but we'll figure it out and it's worth trying. And Vanya asks, are you my boyfriend?
Yes.
He says, yeah, so they're official.
Yeah, and she loves it. All she wanted was an official status.
Here's where my skepticism creeps in. Mm-hmm. It's the last night. She's going home. He wants to bang, okay? The juices are flowing.
So does she.
She wants to bang as well, but she's at this point, if you can keep your pants on for 6 years, you can keep them on for seven. But he's seen her in this eeny teeny bikini. They've been in the hot tub. They've been making out. He's ready. He's charged up. He's ready to go.
He is, but she's the one making comments about his appearance. Like, she loves it.
All I'm saying is, she said, are you my boyfriend? Because she wanted
to bang.
She wanted a bang, and she wanted that commitment before she dropped her panties. And so he's like, Yeah, sure. We're boyfriend, girlfriend, just so we could bang.
No, I think he's more cuckoo than she is. You're right. They could have banged the first time. He could have tried.
He could have, which I would not recommend. That's a little forward. But she's the one who's saying no, no, no. But then she opens the door by saying, are we boyfriend, girlfriend? If we are, you know what that means. And so he's like, yeah, let's bang. It's the last night. And then I think he just wants to get it in and then say goodbye. I wouldn't put that much weight in him saying, yeah, we're in a relationship now.
True, but I think he meant it.
The only reason I think he meant it is because we did see the previews.
And yeah.
It seems like he is going to Florida. But
we'll see.
That's my skepticism.
We'll see.
We'll see. All right. I was going to roll to the next couple, but I feel like we should take a break.
Let's take a break.
All right. We'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we will talk about my favorite couple, your favorite couple, the country's favorite couple.
Uh-huh.
All right. We'll be back in a second.
Hey, guys. If you are feeling a little off lately, like night sweats, low energy, or just generally not feeling like you, trust me, you're not alone. There are over 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Rent-free. Sounds like some 90-dayers we know, am I right? But seriously, these sneaky disruptors are hiding everywhere. In our food, water, air, even our skincare. And they're messing with how we feel. The good news? We don't have to just live with it anymore thanks to Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, designed to support optimal hormone levels and help you feel your best at any stage of life. Let me tell you what makes this stuff so amazing. It's powered by adaptogens, those science-backed, nature-inspired herbal extracts that help your body adapt to stress, whether it's occasional bloating, mild mood swings, sleepless nights, or those dreaded hot flashes. Hormone Harmony has you covered. And here is the cherry on top. Happy Mammoth is committed to quality. With over 30,000 rave reviews, women everywhere are saying things like, I feel like myself again. And trust me, that's the kind of energy we all need. Oh, and fun fact, this stuff is flying off the shelves. A bottle is sold every 24 seconds, so don't wait. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MARRIED at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MARRIED for 15% off today. It's time to start feeling like yourself again with Happy Mammoth.
And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Teresa. How are things?
Things are good. I wish I didn't finish my coffee.
Huh, you really chugged that.
I did.
All right, well, you're allowed one a day. So
I know.
You saved it for the evening to keep you going.
And I know.
There you go. Now you can drink water.
All right, let's talk about Magna and Joe.
Or Magda.
This moron, and I like Joe, but this moron needs to learn how to pronounce his girlfriend's name. Like, seriously, Magda is not a difficult name. Teresa is not a difficult name, yet people butcher it. I'll give you that. Magda is not a difficult name. There's no N in that name, Joe.
Yeah. I don't understand how this is even an issue for him. Unless it's some sort of speech impediment. Magda. Magna. Magda.
There's no N.
Magda. Magna. Magda. Well, here's what it is. Magna is a thing that people are familiar with. Magna Carta. Magna Carter. Depending if you're a Jay-Z fan or not. And so he may be familiar with that word and doesn't know Magda, has never heard of a Magda.
So he doesn't know how to spell his girlfriend's name?
Probably
There's no
not.
N.
Probably not. But and that's the other thing is they met online, right?
Yeah.
So like you
no,
saw.
No, they didn't.
Oh, where'd they meet?
Through a friend.
Oh, yeah. So I don't think he's ever seen her name spelled out.
You don't think they're social media friends? Please.
I don't know. Either way, he butchers it every time and I think it's hilarious. In the beginning, I was cringing, but now I'm like, this is hilarious. He can't even pronounce his girlfriend's name.
It's ridiculous. Name. Like, she cannot be with him until he learns to pronounce her name.
Yeah, it's a very low bar, but we'll see. I don't think it's going
to
happen
That's why she really wants to get to the U.S. She really wants to be the stay-at-home mom because she allows him to call her Magna.
Ready for the worst part of it all? mm-hmm. when he files the paperwork for her K-1, it's going to be like, who's Magna? She's not coming. All right. Joe, Magda, picking up a few gifts for mom because they're going to meet Magda's mom today. And this was over the top. This big bouquet. They go to a bakery. It made me really self-conscious about the bag of ground Starbucks that I brought your parents the first time I met them.
They loved it. Listen, okay, it's not a bakery. It's called what we call in Europe, we have something we call cukrarna, which literally means place where they sell sweets. Okay. People love it. Babichkas, all types of people love it. They always have types of sweets and ice cream and coffee.
Okay.
That's the thing.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's picking up some bouquet and some tiramisu. You brought the bomboniera and coffee. My parents love coffee.
Did I bring the bomboniera as well?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Was it for grandma?
I think the bomboniera was for grandma. You told me, yeah, just like my mom loves coffee, which she does.
Yeah.
You're like, we don't have Starbucks in our town. Just go pick up a fresh ground bag of...
It was a Christmas blend.
Christmas blend Star. Yeah, I got it at CVS.
Did you?
On 2nd Ave. Yeah.
Oh.
But I think I went to the real Starbucks and they didn't have it ground. And I didn't know if your parents had a grinder. So I went to CVS and I got it. But seeing this, I'm like, this is how you make a grand entrance. Not with like a crinkled up bag of Starbucks from CVS.
No. Coffee's great. You brought the whiskey for my dad.
Yeah, didn't I?
Yeah. And then that's where I learned that I made you.
I thought we brought rum.
No, I made you bring him a rye whiskey. And then my dad said he likes bourbon better. Oh, and you were like, I told you.
Yeah. So thank goodness, because I can't drink this rye.
But it was a nice gift. It was for Christmas.
It was a nice gift. Okay. So he grabs a couple gifts. They go to pick up mom. He needed to bring these gifts to her front door. Say, here you go, sweet cheeks. Got you these gifts. You put them inside. I would hate to have you carry them around the entire day. But instead, he's like, oh, don't look. Don't look, Magda's mom. And then they go into the restaurant. He's like, here, I got you these. And she's like, great. Now I have to keep these on the table the entire time.
Yeah. And plus the restaurant probably was selling tiramisu because it was Italian.
Yeah. I thought that counts, but you should have thought about how she's going to have to now carry this around the rest of the day.
But it was so awkward. Like, he gave her the flowers and the tiramisu and it was just crickets.
Well, mom knows what Joe has done.
Has done or hasn't done. Like, they weren't... Did she ask him to be his boyfriend? Her boyfriend?
Fair enough.
I don't think she did. So he banged away.
Fair enough. Yeah, mom was definitely being cold. She's trying to make a little conversation. She asked Joe how he feels about Magda. And they're using the phone to communicate. And so he types out, oh, your daughter's very beautiful and strong. She's not scared to speak her mind. And mom's like, all right, enough of the niceties. Tell him I know about the situation that happened before he arrived and I'm not happy about it.
Joe was kind of caught off guard that Magda told her mom.
Totally.
Banged someone else.
I hope he kept the receipt for that bouquet. I would be like, what the heck? Like, Magda's whole response is like, well, we're besties. I tell her everything. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Be very careful what you tell family and friends.
Oh, yeah.
In a time of anger about someone who you more than likely will get back together with, because all they're going to remember is the bad thing you told them.
Oh,
about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be very hard for them to overcome that in their minds. It's going to be easier for you to overcome it because you're going to spend more time with that person. They'll buy you gifts. They'll do whatever. But and you're not really thinking about protecting yourself. Mom, friends, they're going to think about protecting you and shielding you from this man. And they're not going to easily forget that he banged his friends. Yeah. Or whatever.
I mean, some people have these friendship relationships with their parents. So I love my parents, but we're not friends. If that makes sense.
Sure. They're your parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Understood. So they're chatting and Joe's like, well, tell her I love you and I appreciate you and I feel horrible for hurting you. And so Magda tells mom this. And then mom's like, okay, well, if he gets bored, is he going to leave you? Which is something to consider because he cheated on you before he even had a chance to get bored with you. So maybe he'll do it again. And Joe says, no, I would never leave.
Yeah, but he kind of says like, oh, so what should I say? Like, then I'm going to be with you and marry you. And Magda was like, well, let's tell my mom something like that.
Yeah.
And she tells her, but Joe is like, this is not what I wanted to do. Because basically she's telling her mom that he wants to be with her and marry her. That's not what he said.
It's not exactly what he said. I really don't think he was taking this meeting even that seriously. He didn't seem to care that much. He was sitting there shoveling food into his mouth half the time, which if I was being grilled, if I was in the spotlight and being interrogated, I don't think I'd be able to eat. And he was kind of just crushing the food. And I'm like, he's not really bothered. He's not really worried about this.
Oh, that's how he reacts to a weird situation.
Just a nervous eater?
Yeah, but he doesn't understand, so.
True. Something to do other than sit there and look dumb.
For sure.
Yeah. All right, so then they go and they play volleyball. They play 2-on-2 with some random guys.
Yeah, Joe needs to practice a little bit.
Yeah, Joe's not the best.
Fun fact about me, I absolutely hate volleyball.
Okay.
I hate the game. I do kind of like watching it lately because of my cousin. True. I don't hate watching it. Playing it, I literally made things up in high school so I could avoid playing volleyball. I almost failed gym class. My teacher said I need to play one game to pass. So I did. Mm-hmm. I hated it.
What kind of things would you make up? What would you say? How'd you get out of it?
Period.
Oh, all right.
I had period all the time.
Seventh period.
All the time. Or something was hurting me. I had a headache. It's just yeah. Whenever we were supposed to do volleyball, I'm like, eh. And then my teacher picked up on it. She's like, you need to play one game to pass the class.
I like volleyball, but it hurts my lady wrists.
That's exactly why I hated it. I got hit by a ball too. Yeah. I hated it.
Painful. All right. Well, apparently some people in the Czech Republic love volleyball because Magda's playing with Czech guys and girls and really tearing up the courts with the United Nations
of
volleyball players.
So they play after, obviously, these guys win because Joe has no idea how to play. So then they're kind of like practicing afterwards and chatting. And Joe was asking, so you play with guys? Like, do they like hit on you? Or like, what's going on? And Magda was like, yeah, totally.
Everyone wants to date me.
Yes. But then she said something that I don't know how this conversation happened. I was going to ask you, but we were watching. How did he start talking about exes?
Well, he asked, oh, do guys ever hit on you and try to date you that you're playing with? And she's like, oh, of course, everyone wants to date me. She said, but you can't date someone you play with because you start fighting too much. And that's, she's like, I can't play with my exes. I don't think you can be friends with your ex. So
okay, she said you start dating and you start fighting too much. She's cuckoo.
Yeah, that sounds like a you problem, Magda. So Joe's like, wait, you don't think you can remain friends with people you dated? And Magda's like, no, it's impossible.
Well, that's going to be an issue because Joe is friends with Joe.
Yeah. Well, and here was your perfect opportunity to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? A natural transition into, oh, I don't think it's impossible. I actually have a friend that I dated. But instead, because he's a horny guy and they're about to go on this romantic trip and he wants to bang, he's going to keep it to himself.
He's going to tell her.
On the trip, you think?
Yeah. He's going to tell her.
All right. Let's see. Shall we move on? Next couple?
Oh. Sunny and Vea.
Oh, 1 year anniversary. This is not how you want your 1 year anniversary to go.
No, these guys are back together, I guess.
Yeah, they were never broken. I mean, things got testy with Rory, but.
And with the dad.
True.
So they keep having all these meltdowns. Usually Sunny just runs away.
True.
But they get past it. They get past the dad issue and road issue. So Sunny's taking her on a trip to the mountains.
Drakensberg. Yes, little getaway to get things back on track.
A little resort, a lot of greenery.
Very romantic. There was towel swans, champagne,
petals.
Have you ever been anywhere with towel swans?
No.
Oh, you're missing out. We'll go. Well, it's because
you
don't like.
Why did you go with a towel swan?
Cruises are notorious for towel animals.
It's getting on a cruise.
Then you're not going to get a towel swan.
Can you make me a towel swan?
I'll learn.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So it's a very beautiful setting. It's very romantic. It's this amazing resort. Perfect place for Sonny to drop the bomb that he wants Veya to convert.
Yes. But first, because he's a horny dude, I'm going to bang it out a little bit.
Yeah.
Which, that's really contradictory.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah. Like, he wants something, and Veya's going to call him out on it. We'll get there. He wants something, but he's doing the exact opposite that's expected of him by his religion.
Yeah, I didn't.
On a national TV.
Yeah, it rubbed me the wrong way. And I'm not one to be able to talk about religion. I'm not religious. So take it for what it's worth. But it just seems too convenient that he gets to do what he wants to do and then just ask for forgiveness. Well, that's what religion's all about, is I get to ask for forgiveness. It's like, okay, but then you can use your religion to get someone else to do what you want. It's like, it's all too convenient.
It is. It's like if you told me you keep kosher and I see you eating a bacon and a cheese.
And then I'm like, well, I'll ask for forgiveness for this bacon, egg, and cheese.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, well, can we get married without me converting? I'm like, no. That you need to do. Well, how about I just marry you and you don't convert and I just ask for forgiveness for that? It's like, no, it's only the bacon, egg, and cheese I'm going to ask for forgiveness for.
It's dumb. But New Day, who this? They're at the balcony. Beautiful zebras everywhere.
Love the zebras.
I feel like we should get a zebra for our backyard.
Okay. I mean,
imagine.
It is Florida. We're probably allowed to.
We would need to ask. Would we need to ask the HOA for an approval for a zebra?
Not if it's in the backyard.
Imagine our neighbors seeing the zebra, being very jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? Uh-huh.
Something to think about.
I'm thinking about it. All right. They went to a little Zulu performance at the resort too before getting into it. They got brought up onto the dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
They were having fun with it. Sonny, definitely not a dancer, but he went with it, which is nice to see.
Yeah. They also saw some monkeys, which I'm not a big fan.
No. But then dinner. This is where things get real. Because Sonny asks Veya how she's feeling about the future. And she's like, well, I see us living in the middle of nowhere with a couple kids, some animals, and a swing. It's very specific.
I like it. She has a nice vision.
Great.
The only issue with the vision is that Sonny has not been honest with her about the religion and is being, what's the word?
Hypocritical?
Yes, hypocritical. Okay. Right. Thank you.
Yeah. So after she paints this picture of the future, he's like, well, I haven't been clear with you about something. I've been patient because I wanted us to get to know each other better. But you know that I'm Muslim and my religion's important. And our religion says that if you're with a woman and she's not Muslim, that person has to convert.
Yeah, he's like, you need to accept my religion. And Veya says, I accept it, but I also have my own religion.
Yeah. And maybe Veya has a point here. She thinks Sonny's just feeling the pressure from his family and friends, and it's not truly how he feels. But he's like, no, that's not the case. I've always felt this way. I was just waiting to know if there was love before I brought it up.
I don't buy it. I think he's pressured by his dad, and he's young. Because Veya said, well, strict Muslims don't have sex before marriage, which is true.
Yeah.
And he was kind of like downplayed it. I don't really think he answered it.
Well, he was just like, I'm young. I make mistakes. Then I ask for forgiveness. And that's where I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
I don't like that answer one bit. And here's what else I don't like. You said, oh, I wanted to wait. I'm being patient. I wanted to see if there was love. And then I was going to tell you. Well, that's bullshit. Because if that's the case, you made her fall in love with you under false pretense. You didn't put out your religion. You didn't say how important it was and that she would need to convert. So you hid a large part of who you were in order for her to fall in love with you. And then once she fell in love with you, then you told the truth. So that's BS. So have someone fall in love with you for who you are from the beginning.
That is BS. Plus, he wanted to bang her the first night she came. The only reason they didn't bang is because she didn't feel it.
Hmm. Yeah, he's hypocritical. He just does what's convenient to him. And then he can just easily ask for forgiveness. And to that I would say, well, then just be with a woman who's not Muslim and ask for forgiveness.
He should have told her before she even came here.
I agree. And so Vae is like, all right, well, I'm trying to track. Not exactly what I want to hear. Will there ever be a place where we can just both have our separate religions and have a successful relationship? And Sonny goes, Vae, I'm going to start again. And I was like, geez. Like,
what a moron.
And the issue, I think, is he has been swallowing this for so long. He's been thinking this maybe, hasn't been able to vocalize it. But now he's at the point where it's like all just gushing out. And he's kind of lost his cool with the whole thing. He's like, Vae, I'm going to start again. I'm like, all right, take it easy.
Yeah. Vae feels betrayed. And for her, love is enough, which ideally that is the case. Although I always feel like there needs to be more than just love to be with someone. I think love is the most important, but there is more. Like, I would never love someone who's a shitty person and did something bad to other people, right? Like, I would always take it into consideration. For Vae, love is enough. Let's go with that. Well, then you need to leave because Sunny just told you that you need to be a Muslim. There is no other way around it. He lied to you. It wasn't clear. He banged you that when he shouldn't have. Like, this is all just not okay. So she needs to get on the plane, maybe sneak in a zebra and go back to Orlando.
Yeah, she's like, I'm never going to convert. So that's going to break our relationship. And he just stands up and bolts out of the restaurant. Very immature.
Yep, very immature.
But exciting to watch.
For sure. Like, would you date me if you knew that your parents or you would want me to be Jewish and I'm not Jewish?
Oh, I wouldn't take my parents' feelings into consideration for something like that. If they had met you and they thought there was something suspicious or you're using me, that I would listen to. But if my parents were like, you need to date a nice Jewish girl, I'd be like, well, I don't even really practice Judaism. So why? That would be up to me. But if that was a serious part of what I was looking for, I would be open and honest about that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't make you fall in love with me and then be like, oh, by the way, if you want this to continue, you have to convert. That's shitty.
Very shitty.
So, all right.
All right.
Next.
Let's talk about...
Speaking about shitty relationships.
I was just going to say that. Fade and Lauren. Fade needs to put on some running shoes and just never look back.
Yeah. So Lauren is booked to fly home tomorrow, but obviously Lauren never wants to leave. I'm kind of surprised he even had a round trip ticket. This seems like a one-way ticket kind of guy, but he's got to go home. So before that, they're going to visit a lawyer to see how he can scam the system and stay in the Philippines.
So they get to see the lawyer and you're paying the lawyer to make some suggestions for you. But Lauren comes in saying, so I've got some ideas. Idea number one.
I love that energy. I love the energy of someone walking into a professional office and just being like, so I have some ideas. I know you guys went to school and like this is your career and you studied, but hear me out. I have some ideas.
Well, luckily he shared them because he was wrong. He said, Thailand is the number one because, you know, gay marriage is acceptable there. So I feel like we're just going to go to Thailand and get married there and I can just stay. Well, that's not going to happen because I don't know what internet you searched, Lauren, but gay marriage is not legal in Thailand.
It wasn't. I don't even think he searched. I think it was my friends said they did. And that's as far as it went because the lawyer was like, yeah, there's no law that accepts same-sex marriage in Thailand. But my friends did it. Did they?
Probably did. They maybe did like a little ceremony for themselves.
Right.
Not the legal ceremony.
Right. So the lawyer's like, you done? You done now? Because I actually have some things that could work if you're ready to listen.
So,
yeah.
One option was Taiwan.
Taiwan, the visa requirements aren't as strict, so you can go get married there. But then, caveat, curveball, audible, you then got to go to the States on a spousal. The Philippines, they're not going to recognize it.
Yes. So the best thing to do is to just go to the U.S., get on the K-1 visa, marry there, and I don't know if they could come back, if that would be recognized.
That's interesting.
But long story short, the best thing they can do is the U.S.
This is so wild to me because what the lawyer is actually doing is testing Lauren's love for faith. Like right there in the moment, the lawyer is going, well, you can't do Thailand, but I have a way you guys can get married. Yeah. You got to go to the States. You go to Taiwan. And then Lauren literally sitting there going like, well, I don't like faith that much. I just like the Philippines, right? So like in real time, the lawyer is testing Lauren's love for faith.
He likes the Philippines because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
He thinks he can just live on a nice little budget there. And he says, he's like, well, that's not going to work because K-1, right? You need to sponsor. Like, I have no money. I have no place to live. I have no job.
If Nicole can sponsor Asin, you better be able to sponsor Faith.
Well, it wasn't Nicole. It was her mom.
Robable.
Robable, yeah.
Yeah. True.
He would need a co-sponsor. And it seems like he's not talking to his family. I don't think his friends would co-sponsor someone. Meantime, Faith is loving the idea. She wants to go to the U.S. She thinks she can make more money, have a better life. But Lauren thinks the opposite.
Yeah. And I don't know if there's actual love on Faith's side, but this does seem like a couple that's in it for the wrong reasons. Like, it seems like a business transaction, but they're running two separate businesses here. Lauren wants to go to the Philippines. Faith wants to go to the States. And
here's my issue with this. Lauren keeps saying, I can never make money in the U.S. I can never do this. I can never do that. It's like, dude, yes, you can. You would just need to work hard. Yeah. You would need to find like, I don't know. I'm going to go with he has no education. He has no skills. I'm just going to go with that. But you can always work at, well, I guess, an Amazon warehouse. I think they play pretty decent.
Yeah.
You can work at a restaurant, or you can maybe eventually become a truck driver. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Or he wanted to do pest control. I'm sure there's an opening at some, like, walk into any shopping plaza in America, you'll probably find at least one help wanted sign.
Yes. Or get some trainings. Dude, if he became a plumber or an electrician, he's going to be swimming in cash.
Yeah. Yeah. Go back to school into the trades. Yeah.
Yeah. But he's a lazy piece of shit.
That's what it is. He's lazy.
And that's why he's like, I will never make money in the U.S. Actually, I think you can make money in the U.S. if you work hard. It's just you need to want to.
Yeah. Well, no time to think about all that. It's the last night. And so they're going to hit the town. And they got into a very religious cab. God's wheels. Jesus, take the wheel. The back said, to God be the glory. I don't know if I'd get in to that cab, but
I'm with you. But Lauren booked a room in a romantic hotel for the last night, and Faith is ready to have some sexy time.
I mean, hotel rooms are an aphrodisiac, so they're right about that. And if that hotel room wasn't an aphrodisiac, Doritos and beer sitting at the table in the room, Doritos and beer, nothing sexy.
A piece of cake.
And a piece of cake.
Yeah. So this was so awkward because they sat down. They crack the beer, put in glasses, and Lauren start damaging the cans because he has nothing else to do.
He tried to crush a beer can on his head.
Yeah.
With all the red flags right there. Right? And Faith's like, all right, well, this is uncomfortable, but what's your plan? Like, you leave tomorrow, what are you going to do? And Lauren said, well, a couple friends have said I can live with them, but I don't know which one I want to live with. So still figuring that out. And then he grabs a knife after trying to smash a beer can on his head, grabs a knife and just starts jamming it into his hand.
Yeah.
And Faith's like, what the hell are you doing? Is this normal? You're making me very uncomfortable.
Yes. So she finally puts on the running shoes, takes off the ring and said, this is it, I'm done. I'm creeped out. So she walks away and she tells the producers that that knife was triggering to me. I'm a trans woman. I don't feel safe. He was acting very strange. Like, I just didn't feel comfortable.
Yeah. She was saying when you're trans, you don't really know who accepts you.
Yeah.
And that was definitely aggressive behavior.
Yep.
So that was, it made me uncomfortable. And I was watching it through a TV screen.
I know.
I can't imagine sitting in that room. And who knows? We saw them have one beer. He could have had several before. It was concerning, definitely alarming. She was shaking in the hallway. She was really scared. And she says, well, that's it. I don't want to see him anymore. It's over between us.
True.
I think they see each other on the next episode.
I think they will, but hopefully like that's going to be it.
Yeah. All right. One more couple and didn't see this coming.
Same. So there it's Tiger Lily and Adnan. The family left back to Jordan. Tiger Lily is leaving tomorrow. So they're at the cafe, just enjoying each other's company, talking about the hopes of Tiger Lily being pregnant.
Yes, they're going to try for kids. They're going to try real hard for kids.
They have.
They have and they'll continue to. And Tiger Lily is like, okay, what happens if we can't have kids naturally? And Adnan says, well, we'll keep trying. But in my religion, if my wife can't have kids, it's okay to have another wife or two wives. You could have five wives.
Which Tiger Lily says, if you do get another wife, I'm going to kill you.
Well, my dad had two wives. My mom didn't accept it, so she divorced him.
Because he didn't tell her.
But he did have two wives. And Adnan knows this isn't necessarily the route to go because it was hard on him as a kid. He didn't love what happened when his dad took a second wife and mom got upset and they divorced. So he says it's not going to happen. I predict it does happen. Probably when he's 40 and she's 60.
I was going to say.
I think it probably will happen. Maybe he'll just divorce her or maybe he will take a second wife. Mm-hmm. But we keep forgetting about this age discrepancy here. And there's a 20-year difference. So when he's 45 and in his prime, because guys get better with age, and she's 65 and she's probably still going to look snatched. He may have a wandering. Yeah.
I was going to say, she's 42 or 41. She looks fabulous.
Fantastic. But that's 40s are young. 40s literally are the new 20s.
Yeah, but I think she, and also she looks this great because she had money to keep her up.
Very true.
Eating healthy, working out, you know, doing her face and hair.
Yeah, but whether it's when he's 40 and she's 60 or he's 50 and she's 70, there's going to be a time where she slows down.
Well, here is a fun fact.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as Stacy and Florian. Stacy's 49 and Florian's 32. It's almost 20-year difference. But Florian will never leave Stacy.
No. And it's also not in his religion too.
True.
Take more wives. It is easy for Adnan to take more wives now.
True.
I'm just saying when she starts to slow down, he may want to.
True.
So then she goes home. They say goodbye. It was emotional. Adnan dropped her off at the airport and he was crying. It showed he cared.
Yeah. So then we are back in Texas.
2 weeks later.
What apartment does she live in? Doesn't look posh. Like, I expected her to live in either a super fancy apartment or a mansion.
So I thought, when we first met her, she was in a fancy house. I have to go back and watch episode one. I thought she was in this huge house, and maybe I was just imagining that. But we also speculated once she got married, the alimony would run out. So maybe she's got less funds at her disposal now. I don't know.
I was reading that she has a bunch of businesses. Apparently, that's how she makes money.
And she's like five different businesses.
Yeah, that's how she sustained her life. Pays for her life.
Yeah.
But this looked like a regular apartment that regular people would live in.
We didn't see the whole thing. We saw a bathroom and a bedroom, I think.
The bedroom had like a weird mattress bed and a bunch of U-Haul boxes.
Yeah, which is also peculiar. Is she coming or going? But who?
Which this, means,
yeah,
U-Haul boxes. She moved herself. You don't pay movers. If you're rich, if we were rich, if we were moving, I would have people to pack stuff for us and move it. Maybe I wouldn't go to U-Haul because U-Haul has the cheapest boxes.
But I think U-Haul can offer a packing service for you. I forget.
U-Haul is like you go, you rent U-Haul.
True. I don't know. Either way, it was not a bad apartment.
No,
I know what you're saying, but if this could have been a 2-3 bedroom in the high rise, it could still be $4,000 a month. It could still
if
be.
If this was anyone else's apartment on 90 day, I would be like, oh, nice place, nice view.
Yeah.
But someone who comes from all this money.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Well, that's not the headline of this segment. No.
The headline is that she's doing a pregnancy test because they did try hard and they were successful.
Yeah.
She's pregnant.
She peed on a stick and she walked around her nest of an apartment because you're right, it was cluttered for 3 minutes. We got the results. It was positive. She's pregnant. She's crying happy tears. And my only question is, don't you do a follow-up test? Don't you double check the test?
Also, she's like, oh, I don't know if I can put a car seat in my Lamborghini. Might need a new car. I'm like,
Did she say Lamborghini?
Yeah, maybe you are still a little posh.
Yeah, I'm going to say you can't, but after struggling to put a car seat in my small SUV, I'm going to say you can't put a car seat in a Lamborghini.
I don't know. But yeah, she's pregnant. Here's why I was kind of not loving this, right? Yes, they are long distance. She's doing this on camera, telling all of us, but she wants to tell him in person.
Yeah.
I get it. I get her in person. But it's not like, oh, he's on a business trip and he's coming home in a week.
Yeah, unless you can get there within the next week.
Yeah.
Because I get that. We waited to tell my parents in person.
Yeah.
I get that.
That's different with parents.
Yeah. If I was away for a week, would you be able to keep it from me?
Yes.
So you'd wait.
I would want to tell you in person. But if you went on a business trip for 2 months, I don't think I could wait for 2 months.
No, but she could easily say, I'm getting on a plane tomorrow. She does True. Have the finances and the time, I think, to do that.
I mean, does she? U-Haul boxes?
I don't know. We'll get to the bottom of that. But either way, it's very exciting. It's what they've been hoping for. So
yeah.
Exciting. Congrats to them. If it's true, again, I would take a second test.
I would take 5 more at least.
You did take 6. You had 6 lined up on the bathroom counter. And yeah, and there you go. That's the results. But hey, I didn't see it coming. Test says positive for Tagovailoa. So there you go.
We'll see.
All right. That's the episode. Guys, Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy holidays, you guys.
Tis the season.
This is the season.
We love having you guys here. Thank you for listening to us. What an episode. It's the holidays.
It's the holiday season. Exactly.
That's it. If you guys want to hear our thoughts on Last Resort, join us on the Patreon and Supercast, patreon.com/MarriedToReality, marriedToReality@supercast.com. Also, follow along on Instagram @MarriedToRealityPod. Call in, share your thoughts. We love chatting with you guys. We love hearing from you guys. So get on that Instagram @MarriedToRealityPod.
Yeah.
Also, make sure you follow the podcast wherever you listen. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hard as the holiday season.
The holiday season. Yes. And if you haven't left a review, it is the holiday season. We would love a review. And if you left a 5-star review and you wrote something, we would read it on this podcast for the world to hear.
Absolutely.
All right. That is it. I've said it all.
Merry
Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.